Since the 1980s and 1990s, corporate concentration has increased in the agri-food industry. Barriers to imports and foreign investment came down in developing countries due to structural adjustment plans and lower tariffs for World Trade Organization members. With these policies in place, the absolute value and volume of global agri-food trade grew steadily, and transnational food firms expanded in size and scope, both horizontally and vertically. In addition, there's been a marked acceleration in corporate integration and concentration in the food industry due to mergers and acquisitions. Food corporations are the midpoint between the producers and the consumers. Described as an hourglass shape, the image is of a large number of producers on one end and a large number of consumers on the other end, with a small number of food corporations in the middle sector acquiring, developing, and selling food as commodities. But there isn't just one hourglass in the global food economy. There are many. Using this metaphor, the food market is dominated by a small number of mega firms dominating the market in different segments and sectors of the world economy. These powerful corporate enterprises are able to extract the most value from agricultural and food production, thus leaving producers with only a fraction of the market price of their goods, and allows consumers little choice in the food products that they will consume.